welcome back to the Woomba podcast. Today we're going to talk about experiential learning and a little bit about career management here at Atkinson. First, we're going to talk about one of our main experiential courses here at Willamette. It's called PACE, which stands for Practical Application for Careers and Enterprises. PACE is taught in about four different sections. We have career help, which is integrated into our PACE class. We learn interpersonal strategy, such as stress and conflict management. We go over some management strategy. For example, this year we learned about agile methodology. And finally, we have our PACE project, which is a year-long project where we work with a not-for-profit in the Salem or Portland area.
Yeah, so for my not-for-profit, I'm working with Habitat for Humanity, and we're helping them build a budget forecasting tool. And I'm just realizing that Melissa is working on that project with me.
You just can't get rid of me. I really like that we've learned different project management skills within PACE that have translated so well to not only like our PACE projects and our nonprofits and helping them with the work that we're doing, but even some extracurricular activities like my involvement in ACA, I've been able to take some project management skills and kind of bring it over to those projects as well.
One of the projects I'm working on, my PACE project, is with Ride Connection, which is a ride service for people up in the Portland area. We're working on helping them with their onboarding process and their recruiting processes. So it's a primarily HR project, which is great to build experience. Jackson, Melissa, what are your favorite parts of PACE?
Well, I do like a lot of it so far, but I think my favorite experience that we've had was our mock interview day. It was a day where we got to all dress up in our business formal outfits, which we don't really get to wear that often unless we're going to like real interviews. And we interviewed with alumni and some people from the community for job positions that we've been working on for a couple weeks beforehand. And you got the experience of going through an actual job interview, but then you got like feedback on how to improve it and kind of got to talk with the interviewer on, you know, things you did well, things you could improve. I think it was a very meaningful experience, and I like that we have the opportunity to continue to do that over and over again if we want to.
Yeah, and I think for me, one of the best things about PACE is that we have career management applications kind of just worked into the curriculum. So, yeah, going along with that mock interview that we did, leading up to it, it was a whole mock job application. So we had to write a resume specifically for the job we were applying for, and we had to write a cover letter for that job. And we got feedback on both of those things throughout the whole process. So it was a really great learning experience, and I'm grateful that we have that because it's really helping me now when I'm actually applying to real internships and in the future when I'm going to be applying to jobs. I feel a lot more confident about going out and doing that now.
One of the really cool parts, too, is that you get a writing coach that helps you along with that. So you submit online your resume and cover letter, and then they give you feedback on your writing in, for example, your cover letter. So not only do you have the perspective from Beth of applying to the job and what you should be putting in your cover letter and resume for the job application, but you also get help on your writing style and your grammar and punctuation, smaller things like that that you might not get otherwise.
Yeah, I really like it. And I like that we get the same writing coach for the different writing projects that we do throughout the semester, like across our classes, like from our accounting paper to our resume bundle. We got to work with like the same coach to kind of build off of things that we've been learning so far.
Yeah, it's cool too because you get your coach gets to see your writing in your accounting memo and your cover letter, so they have a better understanding of your writing style overall once they see more of your work.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about management strategies that we've learned. The two that are sticking out to me are Agile and Waterfall, and you know those are kind of both on different ends of the spectrum. So for people that aren't familiar with Agile management, it's a management style that came from the software industry, And they developed it because they felt that the management structures that they were working under weren't flexible and, I hate to use the word, but agile enough for them to be really reactive to their customers' needs and to develop useful products when the goals were unclear at the beginning. So really interesting, you know, there's a whole framework that goes into that. And we sort of just go into the basics in PACE, and we've actually been using some of those techniques on our project. So it's been really interesting. Do one of you want to talk a little bit about the opposite, waterfall?
Yeah, so waterfall is when you sort of lay out your plan at the very beginning and then execute it. So if you could just think about almost the opposite of agile, you don't respond to the new needs of the technology. You have your plan from the beginning. Because we're looking more progressively, we definitely study more of the agile than the waterfall, but both are valuable because both are used in companies today. One of the really great things too is that we learn all these different strategies and then we can apply them to our PACE project. So everything that they teach us in class can be directly applied to what we're working on in sort of a real world example. So there's the direct integration of everything you learn. Sometimes you study in classes and you're like, when will I use this? In PACE, you use it literally the next day. So that's really been great.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm a firm proponent of Agile. I used it in my last job, and I think it is a great way to get things done faster, but also get things done where you're keeping the customer in mind always. But there's definitely traditional approaches that we learned that it's a nice balance. Our favorite phrase is, it depends. Your situations are going to be different, so to have both of those backgrounds will help you build something custom to the project that you're working on.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if we were building a rocket that was going to go to the moon, we would probably use a waterfall management technique because it's much more precise.
Yeah. You don't want to change the rocket every couple of weeks and, you know, starting a new sprint for it. But maybe with an app, you might want to use Agile because you can change it more on the fly.
Yeah.
What's that sound? It's time for the phrase of the week. The passcode this week is Bearcat. A bearcat is a native mammal to Southeast Asia, and it's also the Willamette mascot.
And so going back to PACE, one of our professors, Ashley Nixon, is an industrial psychologist or organizational psychologist. I'm not sure which is the correct term. And she focuses her lectures primarily on personal development issues and skills related to team building and working with other people.
These skills become very critical within the workplace and within our PACE groups to manage conflict between one another. When you're working on a year-long project with, you know, 4 to 5 other people, there's definitely some things that can come up, especially during high-stress times or, like, around finals or midterms. So Ashley teaches us kind of a guide to kind of keeping yourself happy and healthy, and then how to resolve any conflicts that may arise with your classmates, and how to be open and honest instead of dialogue so that these conflicts may not even arise.
So we've talked a little bit about PACE so far. Now we want to talk a little bit more about the year-long experiential courses that you could take during your second year. We have the Angel Fund, the O'Neill Student Investment Fund, and Grant Administration, and then we also have the Atkinson Consulting Association. Jackson, do you want to talk a little bit about the Angel Fund and what you do in there?
Yeah, so as a first year, I haven't taken that course yet, but I've spoken to some students that are currently taking it. And my basic understanding is that they spend a year together, and I think two students each get assigned to a different angel investing group. I know some students are going down to Los Angeles to work with an investing group. Some are going up to Seattle. So they're a little bit dispersed. But they're doing due diligence and evaluating different entrepreneurial ventures throughout the year. And I'm not totally sure on the details of this, but I believe they, at the end of the year, they make a decision to invest in one or two of the companies that they've been evaluating all year. So it's very hands-on. They have real money to invest and a really cool way to get experience in the world of entrepreneurship and investing in startups.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like an interesting course to take. I like that you get to actually make a difference in startups in this area. I say this area, but like all of the West Coast, really. And you get to really look at what's happening and make these decisions before going out into the world and being able to make decisions maybe in our real-time jobs after graduation.
For sure. And on the not-for-profit side, we have grant administration. In grant administration, the students have money that they can give to not-for-profits, and these not-for-profits come with them with ideas on how they would use the grant money, and then the students make decisions based on the validity of their ideas.
Yeah, and a kind of different experiential class that we have is the O'Neill Student Investment Fund. So whereas grant administration and the Angel Fund invest in nonprofits and small business, the O'Neill Student Investment Fund invests in the stock market. Looking at real portfolios of stocks and exchange traded funds. So with this class, they actually get to, you know, get them investment banking experience. They have a whole room in the annex set up so they can look at the stocks in real time. And they actually, you know, make or lose real money.
And then finally, we have ACA, which stands for the Atkinson Consulting Association. The Atkinson Consulting Association is, like it sounds, an association, not a class that you take. In it, you work with an advisor who has a project for you to work on, and you can gain real experience in a whole bunch of different areas. Sometimes they're marketing projects, sometimes they're HR projects, finance projects, everything that you could think of is in there, and you gain real experience working on something for the company, and it can completely vary depending on what the company needs. Sometimes they're smaller companies, sometimes they're government, and sometimes they're larger corporations. So those are our four options you can get for experiential experience. We also have other experiential courses that are just a semester long, but those are just four of the main programs we have here at Willamette. So thanks for listening and tuning in. This is our last one, so we are excited to have you here at Willamette, and we look forward to seeing you.
See you this fall.
Yep. Thanks, guys.